Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. The Reverend Jonathan Maynor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, Let the children come to me and do not hinder them. For to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. There are places that the little children are not welcome. The adult table at the family gathering, the weight room at the gym, behind the steering wheel of the car, the evening dinner party. Children have no place here, and if they try to come, they'll be blocked and rebuked and turned away. Not so with the kingdom of God. Not so with the person of Jesus, not so with the loving touch of Christ. Let the children come to me, Jesus says, and do not hinder them. Do not put obstacles in their way. You know about obstacles, right? Physical obstacles like road construction and locked doors. Emotional obstacles of hurt and pain from strained interactions and even broken relationships. Spiritual obstacles resulting from the sin that we commit against others and those that are committed against us. What about our words and actions? Do they stand as obstacles to others seeking the kingdom of God? What kind of witness do we give with our thoughts and words and actions? Probably most especially with our words. Well, the thoughts and the words and the actions of the disciples in our text today were certainly standing as an obstacle, a barrier. The disciples didn't see any reason why these parents would be bringing their children to Jesus. They saw no reason why the children should be there with Jesus. They just couldn't fathom why Jesus would even want to spend time with them when he was busy teaching the people the important things about his kingdom. Yet in the midst of their lack of understanding, Jesus breaks through with those beautiful words, Let the children come to me and do not hinder them. Let them come and be in my presence. Let them come and be blessed by me. Let them come for the touch they need. That theme of touch is very prevalent throughout Luke's account of the gospel. Chapter 6, and the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. Chapter 8, and the woman, falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. Chapter 5, while he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy, and when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. Chapter 7, as he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And then he came up and he touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. And finally, in Luke 22, they're in the garden. And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. To touch Jesus, or to be touched by him, brings one into contact with God's power to restore. It brings the new creation, and it brings the blessings of his kingdom. To have the waters of holy baptism empowered with the word of God poured over you is to receive his kingdom, to receive faith in the Holy Spirit and new life. To have the word of God touch the ears and go into the heart brings the blessings of the kingdom. The Holy Spirit working and strengthening faith in your life through that word. To have the very body and blood of Jesus touch your lips and touch your lives is to receive the kingdom, to receive forgiveness and salvation and strength for living this life of faith. We receive that kingdom like a little child, right? Pure and holy and innocent? Certainly not. We receive it as one who is helpless, without anything to give, to offer. Like the broken sinner at the back of the church. Like the tax collector at the back of the temple. Like the one who looks in the mirror and sees the sin and the shame and the guilt. We come to the cross, helpless, with nothing to give. We come helpless as an infant to receive salvation by God's initiative, by his invitation, by his gift. We come fully knowing that it is God alone who can forgive and restore, and indeed he does. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall never enter it." Truly I say to you, precious words that come from the mouth of our Lord. Precious words that occur five other times in Luke's account of the gospel, all at critical locations and events in Jesus' earthly ministry. He's rejected at the temple, and he says, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown." He's speaking to his disciples about his return. He says, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them." In response to Peter, about leaving everything to follow him, he says, "Peter, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life." And then he's speaking of his final days and the coming kingdom. He says, "Truly I say to you, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." And then finally, as one finds himself next to Jesus on a hill outside of Jerusalem, without anything to offer to the Savior, just as the shepherds who came to peer into the manger, just as the blind and the deaf came to Jesus, just as the lepers and the lame looked and cried out to him, they all came with nothing to offer. And now there comes this one with nothing to offer, helpless as a child, no good works to display, convicted of his crimes and condemned in his sin, dying on a cross. But then hearing the words of Jesus and speaking his own words to him, uttered in hope, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today, because I am dying on this cross for you, today, because I am innocent in this death, Today, because I am paying the price for all that you have done and the sins of all. Today, because I will rise victorious, conquering all sin and death and the devil. Because of all of this, today, Jesus says, you will be with me in paradise. Truly, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, says again to you and me and to all who believe, you will be with me in paradise. You've been touched by his teaching. You've been touched by his forgiveness and touched by his love. You have received now, and you will receive fully one day, the kingdom of God that is yours in Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.